Hi, this is Vicki McManus, and it is my privilege to be a part of Productive Dentist Academy and to be here with my good friend and one of our members, Dr. Sam Moss. Sam, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Vicki. My name is Samuel R. Moss. I'm a general dentist in Lafayette, Louisiana. I've been practicing 30 years here.
Wow.
And yeah, coming up on my 30-year anniversary, and I first came to meet Vicki and Dr. Bruce Baird with PDA, I think it was about 6 years ago.
And early 2005,
that's right. And I had a dream at that point, and my dream was to be able to go to Italy, move to Italy for a year or so, and Vicki had asked me, Sam, what is your plan? I said, well, my plan is just to leave, and I guess I would shut it down and come back and start it up when I got back. And Vicki asked me.
We didn't have any of that.
Yeah, Vicki asked me. She asked me, well, what would be the ideal? And I said, well, ideally, I would leave and I would have somebody take my place, and that would be able to do the productivity, and when I would come back, that my practice would be stronger than when I left it. And she just looked at me straight in the eye and said, let's make that happen. I said, well, okay. And so what ensued was that she said, well, we need to get your numbers up, your productivity up. And I said, okay. And she said, and then make sure your whole staff is on board. I said, okay. And she said, then we will hire somebody and plug them in. I said, okay. And then you'll go. I said, all right. So we worked on that for about a year, year and a half. And I got my numbers up with productivity. And I had kind of flatlined. That's how I first came into being into PDA. I'd flatlined at about $750,000 to $800,000 a year. I don't know if I can say that, but I felt that at
and
that
you know
time.
What? That's a typical high-achieving average dentist in the country. I mean, that's a great starting productivity for a solo practitioner.
Well, but I had been doing that for like 2 or 3 years, and I just didn't seem to be able to. I would raise my fees 5% every year, and so that was my growth every year, 5%. So it wasn't really a growth thing; it was just keeping up with what I was doing. And so when Vicki started helping us plug in productivity per hour, and accountability amongst the staff, and showing us how to use numbers to be able to track how we were producing, what we would be producing, and everything from our hygiene productivity to my own. And what happened was that we grew, and we kept growing steadily, and then I left. And the practice was maintained. And through that maintenance, we were able to send money to us in Italy. It was a stipend. But we lived like kings and queens. We were able to do so many things. It was an adventure of a lifetime. And
How long were you in Italy?
I was there for a year. And my daughter got proposed to, and he came over to propose in Italy to my daughter, who came at Christmas time. And so we knew that we were going to have to come back. And so when I came back, I still took an extra 3 months off to be able to get myself aligned with productivity. In other words, I took about 200 hours of CE in those 3 months that I came back, so that I could make sure that I was on the cusp of being able to do all the things that I wanted to do. So when I started practice back in August of 2009, I had a million-dollar practice. And but Vicki was explaining to me how, you know, our productivity could grow as long as we followed some basic outlines. And we did that. And I'll be darned if we did not grow to the point where we're at a million and a half a year, and we're going to do 1.7 this year. And my staff is all excited because we're not running like we're bashing our head against the wall. I mean, this is it's pretty much on automatic pilot in the fact that the girls at the front know what to do. The girls in the back, that my assistants know what to do. My hygienists know what to do. And with everybody working in synergy, there's not that that fight between front, back, hygiene, assistants, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. This is a synergistic application of what PDA promises to help you attain. And
you know what I think is amazing about all of this, Sam, is that we're not having this conversation in 2002 or 2003 in the, quote, golden age of dentistry, or 1999, right? Since this process started for you, you had Hurricane Katrina. You had one of the worst recessions of our time, you know.
And Hurricane Rita.
And Hurricane Rita and the oil spill.
The oil spill last year was devastating to our economy.
It's not like, I don't want people listening to this to go, oh, easy for Sam. You're in one of the toughest markets I know in terms of natural disaster and interruptions to business.
But, you know, if you pay attention to detail with what PDA teaches, in other words, you know, you're doing good while doing good. You're taking care of your patients, and that is where your heart really is. You can survive and thrive in a terrible environment, and that's what's happened to us.
It's not what's going on around you; it's what's going on inside you.
Well,
don't you think?
I believe that with all my heart, and I just feel like we've been so blessed in the fact that, you started out as a coach, and then all of a sudden you had assistant coaches, and now it's kind of like it's this team that has coaches, assistant coaches, and a whole slew of support that if you really want it, you become an ultimate servant. And by becoming an ultimate servant, you serve your staff, you serve your patients, it all comes back to you. And I couldn't be happier.
You know, that's funny because people often ask me, you know, Vicki, what's your role in PDA? Because I'm not doing a lot of one-on-one coaching anymore. And I say, my position in leadership is to serve. So my number one role in PDA is to listen to the clients, listen to the coaches, and figure out what do we need next. And that's,
well,
I mean, you were like number one client. You were the very first one when we started you asked for the consulting program. That's why we have it.
And I had no idea that's how it was going to start. You know, I thought you guys had all this experience under your belt. What ended up happening was that we were able to grow, you were able to grow, and we are now, you know, I mean, we have a premier practice in Southwest Louisiana amidst all the chaos that has gone on with the oil spill, with the hurricane disasters, with all the things that would normally kill a practice and would kill your mojo.
Your spirit would just die.
Right. And what has happened with us is that we've continued to grow, and we've continued to model ourselves after what Vicki presents to us what Bruce has presented to us in terms of a model, you know, as far as marketing, what we're trying to do with marketing, what we're trying to do with our web presence, and what we try and do with each individual patient. It's all about the patient. It's all about the patient. And if you subscribe to that, you're going to be successful, and you're going to have more success than you know what to do with.
And you know, I think that message that PDA has of it's not production is not about numbers. We track the numbers, so the business is on track, but it's all about the relationship and doing good while doing good. And
it's all about that relationship. It's all about that relationship, and if you keep that in mind, if it's all about the numbers, if it's all about trying to make money, you're going to lose. If it's your dreams, whatever is between your ears, that 6 inches between your ears, if you can figure out what you want in life, Vicki and Bruce and that team can make it happen. And I'm the example of that.
Sam, let me ask you about the other side of the coin. You know, some doctors that are listening to this podcast will say, you know what, I'm knee-deep, you know, in alligators right here. I can barely pay my bills. My big dream is, like, to wake up tomorrow and not have to borrow money to make payroll. You know, what would you share? Because I know you've been in times and times with type. What would you share about clearing the stress or, you know, getting your mojo back?
I know this is going to sound really simplified and like maybe an idiot is talking, but I'm going to tell you, number one, pretend like you're independently wealthy. You have no worries whatsoever. Then subscribe to people that have success. In other words, you know, what is success to you? You know, what do you want in life? And then you start working for it. And instead of trying to reinvent the wheel, you know, follow guidelines that people have had with success before. And, you know, for my first 15 years of practice, I kept trying to reinvent the wheel. I studied with some of the best in the country. In 1992, I looked at life, and I said, you know what, I'm going to pretend that I'm independently wealthy, and I'm going to study with the best. And I'm going to learn to do the best dentistry whatsoever, because like John Coyce had said, there's no joy in mediocrity. If you want to be mediocre, you know, you're not going to have any joy in life. So what you do is...
fake it till you make it.
Well, I don't know about faking it, but I pretended that I was independently wealthy in my own mind. And so I started studying with people like John Coyce and Bruce Baird and others around the country and around the world. And I got better at what I did. And then when Bruce said, you got to be able to deliver what you're selling. In other words, you know, if you want to be a cosmetic dentist, you got to understand cosmetic dentistry. If you want to understand perio, you got to understand perio. And you have to be able to understand it to where you can deliver what you're trying to tell people that you want to deliver for them. And you can't promise the world. I mean, you have to have a non sequitur in saying that, you know, I'm going to do the very best that I can. And everybody's different, and we're going to see how it happens for you, but we're going to try and understand you as a person because everybody's different. And you go at it in that type of way, and success is going to be yours.
I love that. And, you know, for everybody who's listening, you have to know Sam is quite modest. He's also an instructor for Millennium Dental Lasers and is an incredibly gifted clinician. So it's great to...
But you know what? You know what? I mean, that didn't come overnight. I mean, I've worked at it very hard. I got my accreditation in the Academy of General in the Academy of American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry, and that was a like 4-year exercise. And when I could have given up, I didn't. I never gave up because I knew it was going to make me better. And I've always tried to do things that were going to make me better because it was going to make people that I worked on better. And if you go at it in that type of thought mode, you're going to win. And the only way you win is if your patients win and if your staff wins. And the only way your staff can win is if they learn how to work synergistically. And that's one thing that PDA has done for myself and for our staff and for our patients, is be able to teach us how to work together. It's been a great ride.
Well, thank you for spending a few minutes with us today and sharing your story and being very open about, you know, your productivity levels and the type of services you do and what's happening in your life. It takes a lot of courage to expose yourself nationally like that, and we certainly thank you for sharing your time here today, Sam.
Well, thank you. My goal is to continue learning and continue to get better at what I do and to make a better name for dentistry and to be able to help in any way that I can. And I noticed that with PDA. I noticed that with you and with Bruce, that it's that y'all give so much of your time to help make people better at what they do and to help them realize their dreams. And I tell you what, you guys made my dream come true. I can't tell you how happy I am with the
well,
relationship.
Well, that makes us happy. That makes us very happy. And I'm sure in another year or so you'll be saying, Vicki, it's time to go back to Italy.
Maybe this summer.
Cross those bridges.
Okay. Well, thanks.
All right. For anyone who needs more information about Productive Dentist Academy and you're listening to this, if you'll give us a call at 1-800-757-6077. We'll be happy to get you more information. Or you can email me directly at Vicki, V-I-C-K-I, at ProductiveDentist.com. Again, thanks, Sam.
You're welcome. And listen, anybody can contact me at srmoss at srmossdds.com. I will give, and you can talk to any of my staff without me talking to you if you want to find out the true skinny about what PDA is and what it's meant to all of us.
Great. Thank you so much, Sam.
All right. Ciao, Vicki.